This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven.
It's time for Come and Talk It with your host, Michael Cargill, brought to you by Texas Law Shield. Over the last decade, Michael has championed and supported the rights of law-abiding Texans to own and use firearms. He is the owner of Central Texas Gunworks, a veteran of the United States Army, and has achieved national exposure in such prestigious media outlets such as Forbes Magazine, Fox Business News, CNN Money, AOL, BBC World News, Huffington Post, and The New York Times. Cargill vigorously defends lawful gun ownership in this country without regard to party politics. And now, here's Michael Cargill.
Good day, Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Let's praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. All right, so, well, you know what? It's Veterans Day. It's 100 years. It's the 11th month, the 11th day, and the 11th hour we celebrate our veterans. So definitely happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there around the United States, the great state of Texas, and Austin, Texas. And welcome to our listeners from several stations we've added. Definitely welcome you to the Come and Talk It show. Today, our topic is going to be, how in the world do you get your license to carry a handgun? So how can you get your handgun license? Well, it's actually pretty simple. And we get this question at least about 50 to 100 times a day on how do you get your license to carry a handgun? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you today. And it's very simple. All you have to do is take your license to carry handgun course, which we do that at Central Texas Gunworks. We do it like 3 or 4 times a week. And it's a class that goes from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And all you have to do is, once you sign up online, then we do a class every Thursday, every single Saturday. We do it like once a month on Sundays, once a month on Mondays, once a month on Tuesdays. We do that class, man, 3 or 4 times a week. And it's just $65, very cheap course. And we cover all the laws of the state of Texas, where you can, where you cannot take your handgun, what you can, what you cannot do with your handgun. And it's a very entertaining class because we like to keep you engaged. I want to make sure that you actually retain the material that we're covering that 4 to 6 hours. And also, first, you got to find out if you're eligible. You know, are you even eligible to get the handgun license? And I know most of my listeners are definitely eligible, but it's always good to have that information before you walk in the door. And so, you know, so let's talk about the eligibility. Well, first, let's see. Are you at least 21 years of age? And yeah, absolutely. 21. So 21 in order to get the handgun license. But what some people tend to forget is, what about our military people? What if you're a veteran? What if you're active duty? What if you're in the State Guard, National Guard? Well, you know what? You can actually get your handgun license at 18, 19, or 20 years old. That's right, 18, 19, or 20. But guess what? Even though you can get that handgun license at 18, 19, and 20 and be a veteran in the military, you still cannot purchase a handgun from a gun store until you're 21 years of age. You can buy a long gun, a rifle, a shotgun from a gun store at 18, but yeah, but 21, you'll have to wait until you're 21 years of age in order to purchase that handgun from the gun store. So as an 18, 19, and 20-year-old who's in the military, who wants to get their handgun license and carry a handgun, what you have to do is get it as a private sale or as a gift. So my veterans, you know, once again, happy Veterans Day to you, and they're still away around that 21-year age limit. Also, you cannot be a convicted felon in order to get a handgun license. A person who's received deferred adjudication for a felony offense after 10 years can still get a handgun license, but they basically, the way that works is, if you're a convicted felon, straight felony, no handgun license for you. But if you receive deferred adjudication for a felony offense after 10 years, you can get a handgun license as long as it's not a felony offense crime against a person that you received deferred adjudication for. And then, of course, you cannot be being charged with the commission of a Class A or B misdemeanor. You cannot have any charges pending. So that means last night, last week, you went downtown, you're fingerprinting your book, you spent the night in jail, you have charges pending. You cannot apply for a handgun license while charges are pending. And you also cannot be a fugitive from justice for a felony Class A or B misdemeanor. And also, can't be a chemically dependent person. That's right. That means that you cannot have at least, so you can't have two, for example, two DWIs within a 10-year period before you apply for the license. So they consider you a chemically dependent person if you have two convictions 10 years prior to filling out the application. And you also cannot be incapable of exercising sound judgment with respect and proper use and storage of a handgun. And also, you cannot in the last 5 years been convicted of a Class A or B misdemeanor. And these are, you know, some common things, common questions that we have to answer every single day, because people will call us and they want to know, you know, how in the world can I get my license to carry a handgun? Because times are changing. Something happened on the news last night. Something happened, you know, it's your name on your street or something like that. And you're interested and you want to know, how in the world can I get that handgun license? Well, also, those are just very, you know, short little steps there, Felicia. Say hi to everyone, Felicia.
Hi, everyone.
Ah,
I'm back.
That's right. Well, welcome back. We haven't seen you for a few weeks there.
I've been avoiding you.
Why have you been avoiding me, Felicia?
Sometimes I just need my space.
Oh, why do you
it's
need your space
me,
for me?
It's not me, it's you.
Oh, well, what did I do to you need your space for me?
I don't think that's allowed per FCC protocol. I don't want to get us in trouble.
Okay. All right. Well, so, you know, you've been gone for a little while. We've had a lot of fun, let me tell you. Moving around, going from place to place. Can't mention any station names or anything like that. moving around. Well, we finally made our home here at Awesome Stations, and now we're able to cover all that great material that we want to cover. I tell you, I can't wait for session to begin.
Oh, my God. I'm so ready for session.
Why? Tell me.
Because it's like Christmas for politicos.
Why do you say that?
Because I get to go to the Capitol every day. I get to judge my elected officials and see if they are earning my vote again next year. Plus, I just love policy. And I'm really interested to see what happens with medical marijuana, see what happens with constitutional carry. I wish I was recording you right now. It looks like you're dancing.
What are you talking about?
Michael's having a rough day, guys.
I am. We're having a hard time getting together, let me tell you. we're trying to put up a sign inside the studio, and I'm having a hard time because I can't tell if it's level or not, you know, because I'm kind of short. Stop it.
Kind of. I'm taller than you, and I'm 5'3 on a good day.
So tell me more about that Capitol and why you want to get to the Capitol.
I am just excited to see, you know, elections were Tuesday. The conservatives and the Republicans didn't fare as well as we had hoped. I should be recording this right now. I hope everyone on Facebook Live can see what's going on in the studio.
No, absolutely not. Facebook Live, you definitely want to see what comes on the studio.
But yeah, Republicans and conservatives did not fare well on Tuesday on the election.
Okay, let's talk about that. So why do you think, you know, why do you think we didn't do so well? Because I think it's actually typical. I warned people about this, that during midterms, I said that, you know what we really need to do is we really need to get concealed carry reciprocity passed. We need to get the suppressors removed from the NFA list before midterms. Because if we didn't do this by midterms, we were going to lose the House. And typically, that's how it happens.
It has happened every single midterm election cycle since the Civil War.
Yes.
I don't know why Republicans were surprised by that. I personally am not surprised by us losing the House. But I will say that we did lose the House by a smaller margin than President Obama did in 2010. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Right, right, because President Obama lost quite a few seats.
He almost lost 63
seats.
And we were in the mid to low 20s.
And he also lost the Senate as well. Or lost seats in the Senate. Yeah, quite a bit.
I don't know the stats on the Senate, although I only speak about things that I know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He lost quite a bit of seats in the Senate. And so President Trump, you know, lost fewer seats, and he actually gained seats in the Senate and remained controlled of the Senate. So it wasn't as bad. It's still, you still got that Trump effect.
It could have been worse on the national and state level for sure. I look at down ballot races because they have more of an effect on my life. And we lost the entire third court of appeals.
All right, so today we're talking about how do you get your license to carry handgun course. We're also talking about current events. I want to welcome my listeners who are listening to us on news stations from around Central Texas area. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
This is Brittany Glaze, and I get my global gun news from Michael Cargill on Come and Talk It.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
That's right, Austin, Texas. And welcome to our new listeners who are listening to us in the Hill Country area. Definitely. Welcome to the Come and Talk It show. Today we're talking about how do you obtain your license to carry handgun? Because we get that question on the phone at least 50 to 100 times a day. How do I get my handgun license? Well, you really have to take a class. You got to make sure that you're eligible. We just went over the eligibility stuff a few minutes ago. And then really just sign up and take your class and stop dilly-dallying around. You know, when I get people that call me and say, hey, Michael, you know, how do I get my handgun license? Well, you know what? Just come to class. Take the class. That way you learn what the laws are. And we get a lot of people that don't know, you know, what are some of the different laws and everything. And so, you know, you just got to find out, you know, just come to class. That's all I can get you to do. Come to class, bring a gun, bring 50 rounds of ammunition. If you do not have a handgun, we can actually rent one to you. And so we can provide the gun and ammunition for you, you know, for an additional price. But definitely bring a gun, bring 50 rounds, bring a state-issued ID. You'd be surprised how many people don't have a, forget their driver's license or don't have their driver's license on them.
They forget it or they don't?
They don't have
it.
They don't carry it with them. A lot of people don't carry their driver's license.
Yeah, you need your license.
I know, yeah. And that happens a lot. We get people that will show up to class and will not have their driver's license. Like, yeah, well, we can't identify you. So definitely bring your ID, your state-issued ID, your driver's license, or your ID from Texas or whatever, and so we can get you into a class. You don't have to be a resident of Texas in order to get your Texas handgun license. You can be a resident of another state and still get your Texas handgun license. But there's just some states that you cannot carry in if you're not a resident of Texas. You know, there's like five states, like Florida, Colorado, South Carolina, or Michigan. If you're not a resident of Texas and you get a Texas handgun license, you won't be able to carry in those states. But there are a bunch of other states that you can carry in, you know, that will recognize your license. Quite a few states if you're a resident of Texas with a Texas handgun license. And what were we going to say, Felicia? You had a question?
I don't think I was going to say anything. I think I was going to make a sarcastic comment that I never have my driver's license with me.
Why?
Because I lose them a lot. So I figure if I just leave it at home, but I have the number memorized.
Everyone does that.
I lose everything. There was one year that I spent probably $100 on replacement licenses.
Wow.
I think that was right after I turned 21. And I know correlation does not mean causation, but I think I may have known the cause.
Oh.
And that time around.
And just so you know, our call-in number, we have a new call-in number. What is it, Zach? Because I can't see it.
It is 512-543-2284. That's 512-543-CATI. Come and talk it.
That's right. Come and talk it. 22, what is it?
512-543-2284.
That's right. I you know what? I want to hear from some of my veterans. I know we got some veterans out there. We like to, you know, like to hear your story. When did you join the military? How long you're in the military for? You know, tell us your name. Definitely give us a call. Give us a shout. Once again, what's our call-in number, Zach?
512-543-2284.
That's right. Give us a call so we can want to chat with you. I want to hear from you. Wish you a Veterans Day. Thank you for serving our country, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be able here, be able to sit here today and to, you know, discuss this. Wouldn't be able to chat about these things. Wouldn't have this right. Wouldn't have this. I don't know. Some people make fun of it because you have to. You're paying the government for it.
Yeah, and it's like that. What is it? I think it's. I don't know if it's an Amazon series or what it is, but it's called Man in a High Castle, and it's all about this alternative present timeline where the Nazis won World War II.
It's actually a really, really good show. I just started watching it, and I haven't been able to stop. So,
yeah, I haven't seen it, but
yeah. So it is from the point of view as if the Americans had not won World War II. And the United States is split up into three sections, and the West Coast is called is called the Pacific States, and it's ruled by Japan, and then the East Coast is ruled by the Nazis, Germany, and then there's a thin strip in the middle called the Neutral Zone, and it's just Americans trying to survive under new cultures that have basically taken them over.
Yeah, you have to wonder what it would be like if all those men and women didn't sacrifice so much to keep us free. Mm. What would it be like? What would it be like if we did not win the Second World War?
Wow. That is true. That is, that's a good one. And because people, you know, there's a question that someone asked me, put out there earlier this week on Twitter. He said, if you could press a button and get rid of every single gun in the world, would you? And he was shocked because he was expecting the majority of people on his Twitter page to say, yes, let's get rid of all the guns.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But they said no. You know, it's like 85% said no, 15% said yes. And so he's like, oh, man, this poll is very depressing. I was like, what do you think? You know, no, because we are the world police. We're the ones that, you know, everyone is going to come to the United States when they're in trouble and they need help. They're going to come in and dial 911 and call the United States and ask us for assistance. So, and because we actually have the guns, and you know, we can. There's no way in the world that I believe that anyone would ever attack the main line of the United States, because they know that in every home there's a gun.
Yeah, not only do we have the guns, but we have the manpower. We have the mentality. So many of our soldiers, especially special forces, they are just so highly trained. Just animals, killers, and they're willing to put everything on the line to make sure that we're free, make sure that we win.
Absolutely. Welcome Bambi. I see you. You're checking us out there today, Bambi online. Welcome. And what do you think about that, Felicia?
Think about Veterans Day
and freedom.
I love both. I'm from a military family. You know, my grandpa actually fought in World War II. My dad was in the military. He got in right after the Gulf War. For some reason, everyone I date has also been in the military. So I have lots of veteran friends, and I'm surrounded by veterans. Michael, you're a veteran, so yeah. I feel we should say thank you to you as well, as you thank everyone else in the area.
I was shocked because I've been getting tagged in photos I've never seen before, me in the military today, and it's been shocking. You know, I looked at quite a few pictures, and I was thinking, man, you know, that looks like my son. It doesn't look like me.
You have a son?
I don't have a son, but that's what those pictures look like. You know, I'm looking at all these photos I'm being tagged in. I'm like, good Lord, that guy looks really young. And someone said, someone's looking over my shoulder, and they say, hey, is that an ROTC picture of you? I was like, oh, go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook today because I'm a millennial. I social media pretty regularly because I have, like I said, I have a lot of veteran friends. Just kind of like a blanket thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think it's really, really important that we continuously say thank you to our veterans and, you know, our currently active military personnel, because that's what gives everyone the right to act so ludicrous all the time.
Mm.
We have all of this military personnel out there supporting our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. And I mean, all of the things that people complain about and all the crazy things that people do nowadays, you can do all of that because of our armed forces and the fact that they carry guns. and the fact that we have the Second Amendment. So I think everyone just kind of needs to breathe, remember what today is about, say thank you, and then start doing your crazy crap again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Don't forget, you know, don't just think it's a day to, you know, go out and barbecue and things of that nature. You know, definitely thank a veteran for those freedoms that you have today. And we're talking about the how to get your license to carry handgun. You have to make sure you're eligible. You got to be at least, it says you need to be in the state for about 6 months. Or, you know, if you continue to read, it says, hey, either be in the state for about 6 months if you're new to the state of Texas, or plan on being a Texas resident. Get your Texas driver's license, and then you can actually apply for your handgun license. Be at least 21 years of age, unless you're in the military. If you're active duty, National Guard, Reserve, Texas State Guard, you can actually be 18, 19, or 20 years old and apply for a handgun license and carry handgun. If you're in ROTC, you're getting an LES. While you're in ROTC, you can actually get a license to carry handgun. Also, you can't be convicted felon. No, you cannot be charged with commission of a Class A or B misdemeanor. So these are some of the things that you need to know before you get your license to carry handgun in order to be eligible for it. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Folks, this is Doug Man Jones. And I get my gun news from Michael Cargill at Come and Talk It.
Talk 1370.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
That's right. Welcome back. And like I said, I want to welcome our listeners. Listens to us on several stations around the Central Texas area. And our call-in number, Zach, one more time is
512-543-2284.
That's right, 512-543-2284. Come and talk it. I want to talk to my veterans. I want to talk to you if you have a question on how do you obtain your license to carry handgun for the state of Texas. You know, how do you get your hands on your license? You know, are you eligible? Give me a call. I'll answer those questions for you today. And let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Clayton. Clayton, you're on with Come and Talk It. What you got for me, Clayton?
What's going on, Brother Michael? How you doing?
Outstanding, sir. How you doing today?
Doing well. I wanted to wish you a happy Veterans Day.
Oh, thank you, sir.
This is Clayton Sykes, your old bartender.
Hey, Clayton. Yeah, absolutely. Don't tell anybody my favorite drink now.
No. I just want to wish you a happy Veterans Day. And don't you think it's funny, Michael, from one veteran to another, so many of our friends, you know, when they find out we're veterans, they immediately think that just as gun owners and veterans that we cultivated that in the military. They think that, I think my friends, my civilian friends who never served, they think that we always had an M4 next to our bed and where we could carry a weapon on base all the time. And they think that that's where our fascination for weapons begins. Did you ever get that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? And thank you for your service, Clayton. You know,
appreciate you.
You know, it's, you're right. You know, and that doesn't happen. When you're on a military base, you actually do not have a firearm while you're on base at all. As a matter of fact, that gun has to go to the arms room. And that's what a lot of people don't understand.
Right.
You know, you can't even.
Yeah.
When you get a license to carry handgun and you want to go to a military base like Fort Hood or someplace like that, you actually have to check it in at the arms room or you can't take it on base. So you can't just drive on Fort Hood and decide you're going to go to the PX and go shopping and have your handgun in your vehicle. You can't do that. That is a felony.
Yeah. I remember after the Fort Hood shooting and the Nadia Hassan, Major Nidal Hassan, I think that was in 2005.
Right.
People were flabbergasted. They couldn't believe that this guy was able to get so many people on a military base. And without doing any research, they started using that against the gun rights, the gun rights movement, you know, and the freedom to carry. They're like, well, you know, if he's on a military base surrounded by people with guns, how did he get 13 people? You know, and I was able to flip that argument and be like, no, even on a military base with you know, trained soldiers. They were not armed. And it's, the only person who was able to get them was military police.
Exactly. It's a no-gun zone.
It's a gun-free zone. And I think since I've gotten out, they've taken steps to make that better. But, it never ceases to amaze me that people think that that's where, you know, I cultivated my... my fascination and my, you know, why I thrive for open gun rights. That did not happen in the military. You know, I have trained shooting a weapon far more in the civilian world than I ever did in the military.
Right. Right. And that's one thing about people that, you know, that are, you know, gun owners, you know, you tend to practice and go to the range a little more often than people like, say, who do it for a job, like law enforcement. Law enforcement officers don't right. practice as much or go to the range as much, typically, you know, on average. But as a gun enthusiast, you know, then you do. And so if you're so busy, you're working, that's your job, you're working overtime, you know, you usually don't have that time to actually go to the range and actually go practice. But someone who's a gun enthusiast, you know, who... Hey, wants to learn how to shoot or tightening up their skills or whatever. Those people, you know, who are into firearms tend to actually do it quite a bit.
Yeah, you're as a civilian, you are more free to actually to hone your craft as a firearms enthusiast. You are in the military. They think that, you know, you can go at any time on the military base. Think you can go check out an M9 or an M4. And go hit the range, and it's not the case. I mean, your sergeant has to reserve that range time. That could take, you know, a few weeks. Then you have to physically check out a weapon. You have to document it.
You actually don't have a lot of fun unless you're deployed and you're in a war zone. Then you have fun. You know,
correct.
You know, once you're deployed, you're downrange. Oh yeah, you got the ammo. You got the gun on you. You know, you can't go anywhere without it. You know, you got to go. You go to the latrine. You're going to take your firearm with you. You know, once you're downrange, you're deployed overseas or something like that. You know, but when you're back in garrison, what we call garrison on a military base here in the United States, then no, that's not the case at all.
Yeah. And so, I want to thank you for, because you're actually the one that sold me my AR-15. I don't know if you remember that. And
oh,
I got
I
a shotgun
you.
From you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I got my shotgun from you. And, keep up the good fight. I'm glad that there's a voice like you out there, you know, I want to thank all the veterans and, yeah, continue to hone your craft. And, you know, we need more responsible gun owners out there. And I'll be in there before the year's up to take your class.
All right. I'll see you later, Clayton. And I'll be there to see you because now you're next door. So I'll be there to see you sometime this week.
Correct. And Michael's favorite drink is Long Island iced tea.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell anybody that.
Everyone knows that.
All right. Thank you, Clayton. Appreciate you. All right. Happy Veterans Day to you. All right. So, yeah, it's all right. I call in numbers 512-543-2284. That's 512-543-2284. And we're talking about how in the world you get your license to carry handgun. Just take the class. My goodness, people, what's your problem? Get your butt in class. Stop playing around. Stop dilly-dallying. You know, we need to get you in the class, bring a gun with you, 50 rounds of ammunition, so we can, you know, get you trained up and get you and actually talk about all the different laws, because there are a lot of different laws that we discuss, you know, because a lot of people, the next thing people ask, as soon as we get in class, they want to know, well, can I carry my handgun without a license, or, you know, where can I have it with a license? You know, we get a lot of crazy questions like, you know, Zach, what are some of the things that you'd like to know about the handgun license?
I'm always trying to memorize that little spiel that you give. It goes a little bit like this. If you don't have your license to carry a handgun, you still can carry your handgun from your home to your car, truck, camping trailer, horse trailer, RV, motorhome, boat trailer, trucky trailer. What is it?
All right, the way it goes is, if you don't have a handgun license, you can carry your handgun from home to and from your home, your vehicle, inside your vehicle. If it's a premises under control, your place of business, a watercraft, which is a boat, a travel trailer, camper trailer, truck camper, motorhome, horse trailer, living quarters.
Travel trailer, truck camper, what? Horse trailer? What was it?
It's
say it again, real fast.
From home, from home to your vehicle, inside your vehicle, premises under control, place of business, watercraft, boat, travel trailer, camper trailer, truck, camper, motorhome, horse trailer, living quarters.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the places you can actually carry your handgun without a license. So back and forth, you know, at home, to and from your home, and you know what? And I actually, believe it or not, I like to cut my grass while I'm carrying my handgun. I love my neighbors. They know me there. Hey, oh, that's Mike. That's Mike cutting his grass there. That's right. I carry my handgun while I'm cutting my grass. You don't even need a license for that. I don't have to have a handgun license in order to cut my grass.
If it's on your property.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on my property. It's, you know, it's under my control. So I can openly carry my handgun or conceal carry my handgun while I'm cutting my grass. Don't need a license for that.
I have a question.
Go for it.
So I live in an apartment complex.
Sure.
And I do not have a license to carry.
All right.
Am I allowed to have my firearm on me when I walk from my apartment to laundry or to the mailbox?
No. You have to have a handgun license.
I have to be en route to my place of...
So you have to be going... You can only carry it from your home, from your apartment, to your vehicle.
Right.
Okay. You cannot go in the common area.
So what if I leave my car and go to the mailbox and then I go to my house?
No. Now you change your destination. Okay. So be careful about that, because your apartment complex, a lot of them, especially in Austin, they actually will put up 30.06 and those 7 signs in the common areas because they don't want people to carry.
Yeah, I know. I don't live at places that do that.
I know.
I have one. I'm not going to tell anyone where I live, but they don't mind as long as they're aware that it's on the premise.
Right.
Premises.
And there are some places in Austin that will put it in your lease, no firearms allowed.
And I would not live there either.
It's a common question I get. When I do a class or I talk to a group of people that are on UT campus, they will tell me, hey, you know, my apartment complex, they actually have it in my lease that I cannot own firearms. I said, well, now you're in a contract. Now it becomes a civil matter. It's not that it's illegal. It's not that it's against the law that if you carry it inside, you know, the apartment complex. But now you signed that contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a civil matter. So they can evict you. Or you need to either move or don't sign the lease.
Right.
So simple as that. What else you got for me? Go ahead, ask me some questions. Ask away. Matter of fact, you know, give me a call, folks. Ask me some of those hard questions. I know you guys you're getting ready for Thanksgiving. I already put my family on notice. That's right. This Thanksgiving, we're talking politics when you come to my house.
Definitely not. The only thing that gets me through Thanksgiving
is what? Is politics.
No, is the 6th bottle of wine discounted HEB.
Oh, my goodness.
You go in there, you buy 12 bottles, it might get me through the weekend.
You know what gets me through? The popcorn. I like popcorn while I'm watching movies. I love the turkey. I love the
See, my family doesn't watch movies. They constantly want to talk politics. And the more involved I get, the more questions they want to ask. And I call my family the quote-unquote Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Because they think that they're Republicans.
Right.
But they're not.
Why
do you say this?
They're freaking statist. Okay. Oh. They want the government to do everything. They condemn welfare and Medicare and Social Security.
Okay.
But you know, all of my grandparents sure as heck want their over 65 homestead exemption, which is just another level of welfare. Why you get a special thing because of your age.
Right.
Just like it drives me crazy. And their views on immigration, I'm just like, I'm so glad I moved 300 miles away from
those
people.
Those are some topics. I mean, immigration, abortion. Yeah. I mean, we get some
my family doesn't
discussion.
Talk about that.
They don't talk about that?
We're Baptist.
Oh, so that's done deal, right?
No. We just talk about fried chicken and football.
Oh, okay.
But then they try and bring in politics after they've had a few to drink. And it's just awful. Awful. I love them. And a couple of them are in town, so I hope they're not listening. but their views on politics, I just don't get it. I don't even know who they voted for this year.
They won't tell you. We'll find out during Thanksgiving, though. We'll find out.
Mm. Hopefully, I'm drunk enough. I don't remember anything.
Let's all pass out little pieces of paper, you know, and give them a little pen, have them write it down and drop it in a little bucket. And just, you know, that's a good little game. We play several games, you know.
You know, I'm just going to come to Thanksgiving with you.
Yeah, come to my house.
I'm going to skip family.
Man, let me tell you, we have some good food there. My mother can throw down macaroni and cheese to make you just die for it. Because she put so much cheese and butter in it, you would die.
See, at least at Christmas, if I'm good, I get presents. At Thanksgiving, if I'm good, they just talk to me more. And it's a lot.
All right, our call-in number is 512-543-2284. That's 512-543-2284. Come and talk it. So, Frank, you're on with Come and Talk It. What you got for me, Frank?
So just wondering if you guys could work in the practicality of a carbine or carbine.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, how good they are overall.
So how good are, you know, the debate between the carbine and what was the other one?
And, well, nothing else. Just overall, like intermediate weapon or whatever, what you think. And I can't stay on you guys. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you very much.
All right. So I think what he's asking, you know, maybe for home defense or something like that, having an AR or something like that versus maybe a handgun. I'm guessing that's what he was asking about. If not, then you'll have to send me a message and let me know, Frank. But, hey, for home defense, I actually would, you know, for something like that, I would actually carry a handgun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do a shotgun. I wouldn't do a rifle. I would use the rifle as a backup gun. Absolutely. Unless, you know, something really bad happens, I need to get to my rifle. But the handgun, definitely, because I don't want to. The shotgun is too long. The rifle is too long, you know, for inside the house.
Yeah, it's hard to maneuver with a longer weapon.
Absolutely. So I would definitely do a handgun. And we're talking about how to get your license to carry handgun. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk.
This is Corleone Noir, and you're listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about how in the world do I get my license to carry handgun here in the state of Texas, talking about all the different eligibility requirements on getting that. And then someone asked us a question. They asked us a question about, you know, whether we want to carry, what, a carbine. For home defense, I definitely will carry a handgun. My parents use a handgun. I use a handgun for home defense. My parents had to actually defend themselves at home about 4 o'clock in the morning one day. And so my stepdad used a 40 caliber, one, because that's something that he actually carries on him while he's walking around the house. He carries his 40 caliber on him all the time. So that's my parents have always been like that. My grandparents are like that. My great grandfather was a minister for an AME church. He was a retired minister. By the time, you know, I actually had a chance to sit down and chat with him, and he carried a gun. He carried a revolver all the time. He actually had a revolver in a Bible. My great grandfather, he actually would always carry this gun in his Bible.
Did he hollow out the pages of the Bible to fit the gun?
Oh yeah, he would tell you.
Wow.
He'll tell you. He said, Michael, I like to bring everyone the Lord. And you know, he always had that Bible with him. And he said, you know, when I cannot bring him to the Lord, my great grandfather would open up that Bible. In the middle of that Bible, there was a hole cut out. And he said, if I can't bring him to the Lord, he would reach into that Bible, reach in and take out this revolver. And he said, well, you know, I'll send them to the Lord.
Wow.
Oh, absolutely.
I swear your family's so much cooler than mine.
I'm telling you. And so we, you know, we actually have some great family get togethers, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet they're nothing short of interesting.
My great grandparents were something else. I'm telling you, they were something else. They definitely, you know, I mean, we weren't a big gun family, gun culture, anything like that, but everyone, you know, they at least had a gun for personal protection. They believed in that. And so I don't know, you know, some people nowadays think that certain people are not, you know, interested in personal protection, and that's actually not true. So in some communities, they try to shun it or they're, you know, quiet about it. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you're talking about your family, Felicia.
No. What happens off air stays off air.
Okay. All right. All right. So and another question that we get, and I got this question today, is about churches and about whether or not a person can actually carry a handgun inside of a church. And actually, yes, you actually can with a license. Now, this question came up during the shooting at the Sutherland Springs, during that church shooting there in Sutherland Springs. And when that shooting happened, a lot of people thought that license holders could not carry handgun inside of a church. I'm explaining to you what happened. Back in 1995, when the Texas legislature, when they actually wrote the handgun license law, they actually put in a little section there, 46035, basically a list of places that license holders cannot carry
a handgun. He said, hey, you can't carry a handgun in these places here. If you do, it's a Class A misdemeanor. And so what happened was churches was one of those places. Initially, you could not carry a handgun inside of a church with a license. Well, right around 2001, Jerry Patterson, right around that time frame, I forget what year it was exactly, but Jerry Patterson actually wrote an amendment to another bill, and he slipped it in there. He slipped this amendment in, and someone else said, hey, whoa, what's this amendment that you're throwing in there now? He said, you know what, don't worry about it. We're just doing some cleanup language. That's all we're doing, just cleaning up, you know, a couple of different things. And so they all voted on it, didn't read it, and they passed it. And so that was when, in order for a person with a handgun license to not be able to carry inside of a church, the church would actually have to tell you verbally that you could not carry or post a 30.06 sign. And now speed forward here we are in 2018, they would have to actually tell you verbally that you cannot carry inside the church or post a 30.06 or 30.07 sign. So those are the two ways you wouldn't be able to carry inside of a church. And, you know, I actually did a talk in a church in East Austin. I was invited there to sit down and chat about some gun laws. And when I walked into the church, they said, hey, Mike, tell us about all the gun laws. And, one side of me, I had three senior members of the Austin Police Department on one side. I had two members of the Travis County DA's office on the other side. And so they said, I said to the group inside the church, there, I said, OK, we just talked about all the gun laws in Texas. So everyone's comfortable. You understand what the laws are. They said, yeah. I said, OK, inside this church, you guys actually have a 30.06 sign posted and a 30.07 sign posted. That means that I cannot bring a handgun inside this church. So what I did was I had a little black bag with me. I asked the officer, one of the officers there, to open up, to grab my black bag. When I did that, he said, Mike, you're not going to make me an accessory, are you? I said, yeah, I sure am. So I grabbed that black bag. I opened it up. I had an AR-15 in the bag. I had it in two different parts. I pulled the AR-15 out, put it together, held it up. I said, okay, is this AR-15 legal in this church? And everyone was in shock. And actually, the answer is yes. The AR-15 is legal in the church. You know why? Because a 30.06 sign says that a person with a handgun license cannot conceal carry a handgun. The 30.07 sign says a person with a handgun license cannot openly carry a handgun. But there's nothing that said that I couldn't carry that long gun. And so what he didn't know is that the only thing they needed was either to tell me verbally that I couldn't bring the long gun or, to post a simple sign that says no firearms allowed with a little gun on it with a line drawn through it. That right there would take care of the long gun. But they were so fixed on the handgun law had just changed to open carry. And so everywhere you can conceal carry your handgun, you can openly carry your handgun. So because of that, they were just fixed on that portion of it. They weren't thinking about anything else. And they just weren't listening to, let's listen to all the laws and see how all this stuff actually really works. And so that's what it is. So I was able to take an AR-15 inside the church. And, and I think people understood after that, you really can't legislate crazy. We actually have handgun laws. We have, we don't have that many long gun laws. For handguns, when you walk outside your door and you're carrying a handgun in Texas, you're automatically committing a crime. So you walk outside that door and you walk down that street and you're carrying a handgun, you're actually committing a crime. Unless you have a handgun license or you're going from your home to your vehicle, inside your vehicle, premises under control, place of business, watercraft, boat, travel trailer, camp trailer, truck, camper, motorhome, horse, or living quarters. But with a long gun, a rifle, a shotgun, AR-15, AK-47, when you walk down that street and you're carrying an AR-15 fully loaded, you can openly carry that loaded AR-15. I mean, you can openly carry it. You can conceal carry it. Doesn't matter. You're walking down that street with it. That's totally legal in Texas. And that goes all the way back to 1870. All the way back to 1870. We never, changed the gun laws. And the reason for that, and this is a popular question I'll get in class also, the reason for that is because down in Galveston, Texas, where the majority of people lived back in the 1800s, everyone had a rifle, a shotgun, or something like that. They had that, because everyone had, they wanted to have those type of tools on their property. Well, in Austin, Texas, where the majority of the laws were being made, they said, we're not going to touch long guns. We're not going to regulate long guns. We're only going to regulate the handguns. And because of that, they started regulating handguns. They didn't touch the long guns. And so ever since 1870, you can actually openly carry, conceal carry a long gun. You just have to watch out for places that sell alcohol. You can't carry that long gun any place that sells alcohol. You can't carry that long gun in places that are listed under 46.03. That's 46.03. All those places there, you cannot take any firearms at all. And the thing about the Texas Penal Code, whenever they say firearm, they're talking handguns and long guns. You know, it takes me 4 to 6 hours to explain a lot of this stuff and to break it down to you. So definitely come on the class and check us out. And, you know, take a class anywhere, actually. But get that class and make sure your instructor, you know, knows what the laws are. As always, more guns equals less crime. Go out there and buy yourself a gun. You've been listening. Come and Talk It with Michael Carter. Take my life, my liberty, my pursuit of happiness. Just let me be. I'll take my guns, my all on the range. I'll take my Bible. You can keep your change. Shine red, white, and blue from sea to sea. God bless America's what they sing. Let freedom ring. I'll take my life, my liberty, my pursuit of happiness. Just let me be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.